watch out. You better not cry. You'd better not pout. Let me tell you why. Santa Claus, he's coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Christmas is supposed to be comforting, familiar, predictable. It's the same songs, the same stories, the same ghosts we pretend not to notice. But every once in a while, something slips through the cracks. A memory that won't stay buried. A feeling that doesn't match the decorations. A moment where the ghost of Christmas past leans in too close, and you can feel its hot breath on your ear. Today, we're celebrating the strange, the things we inherit, the things that come back when the night gets long and the world goes quiet. So turn the lights down and pull the blanket a little tighter. Listen closely, because sometimes the most haunting stories are the ones that feel almost true. This is the Christmas/Solstice special of I Digress. I'm Pammer. Stay tuned.
So Christmas is here again with its tinsel and lights. The city is covered in snow. At our house, family and friends have gathered tonight to eat, drink, and share the holiday cheer. And this December, like Decembers before, we find ourselves reflecting, contemplating our lives as another chapter comes to a close. So here I sit at the Christmas party with a belly full of wine while the celebration dances around me. And I dream of you, and you're singing to me. Restless sleep as Saint Nick makes his rounds. And by tomorrow afternoon, as the last of the wrapping paper is tossed into the fire, this Christmas will be over. Why must it all go by so fast? Santa Claus, this Christmas, don't let these friends go home. Don't let the revelry end, and don't leave me here alone.
I'm Beverly, live into the mist.
Hey, if any of you are doing any last-minute gift ideas for me, you don't need one, because I'd like to deliver you one with a big ribbon on it. I want to look you straight in the eye and tell you what a sweet, kindly, all-good, funny, song-singing, fun-filled, show-supporting, radio-loving, obliging, time-giving, well-informed, dilettante, genre-busting, cheerful, thoughtful, faithful, nuanced, well-dressed, fine-tuned, strong-willed, vinyl-listening, earwormed stack of music tastes you are. Hallelujah! Holy Spirit! Where's the ticeagle?
Notes of Christmas cheer, joy bells,
joy bells,
joy bells,
ringing,
ringing,
ringing.
Sweetly tell.
Hello, everybody, and hello, David.
Hello, Pam.
Welcome to the annual time that you come on my show.
That's true.
Yeah, it is. So it's Christmas, but
is it?
Well, it's not, because it's closer to solstice, which I also celebrated yesterday, which is very nice. What did you do for solstice yesterday?
I celebrated it as well.
How did you celebrate?
Getting over a sickness.
Oh, you did. Yeah. You left that in the darkest day of the year, and now you're fresh as a daisy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Push the little daisies and make them come up.
Yeah, push the little daisies and make them come up. Yes, so hello, everybody. Welcome to I Digress. This is my... this is my Christmas special, I suppose, because next week will be my best of 2025, and I may or may not need to make that a two-hour show, but I think I'll try to keep it to a tight 1 hour,
two hours.
Advertised. So we just heard Darlene Love, Christmas Baby Please Come Home. Before that, we heard the Xmas rant that I made for my family. Then we heard two, but not in the order that they
that normally a two-shot would go on a playlist, the Walkman, so they were sandwiched. But we heard Fly Into the Mystery, and that was from Little House of Savages EP. Before that, we heard Brand New from Panda Bear and Cass McCombs, and when I saw that dynamic duo, I had to pick my GD jaw off of the GD floor, if you know what I mean. Do you?
Gosh darn.
Mm-hmm. Then we heard The Christmas Party featuring Nicole Sheeran, and that's also from The Walkman. And then John Brennan and the Big Feet, Joe Bob is Back in Town, comma Charlie Brown.
Is that your friend John Brennan?
I do have a friend named John Brennan. That's not him.
I was going to say, you've been holding out.
He's been holding out on his awesome Christmas, on his awesome Christmas songs. Let's see if we can pitch. Oh, he is pitched. There, just wanted it to sound a little weirder. Then we heard from Ennio Morricone, we heard Sospesi nel cielo, which means suspended in the sky. From E Malamondo, which means bad worlds. Started with Carol of the Bells from Cathedral Choir, and that's it. That's back to front.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, ding dong. That is their song. All come to sing, all caroling. We sang that. We had a little carol. We had a little carol fest on Thursday night.
Even had someone say, no, please go away.
We actually, we had someone turn us away.
A friend.
Well, no, it was a mother of a friend. Of a friend. That's...
Mother of a friend.
You said of a friend. You don't even remember whose house it was, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Mouth their names to me.
No.
See, you don't know. Okay, you did.
I do know.
Take it easy, buddy. It's Christmas. Have a little spirit.
That's what we're thinking. So we just sang it to the person shoveling the walk outside.
We did. We just turned around and sang it to somebody else. Okay. But let's see. What else? Merry Christmas to my Aunt Lily. I know that she's tuned in. And Merry Christmas to, Happy Holidays, I should say. Or no, I don't have to. But I know that Steven, he's tuned in.
God bless.
God bless you, Steven. He's probably so mad that that's the greeting that we chose for him. Salutations. Celestial salutations. A very heavenly benediction upon you, brother, upon thine head. Heavy is the head that wears the fox racing cap, you know, as the old saying goes.
That's the old saying. True.
And to our friend Tim, he's tuned in as well. Merry Xmas.
To the extreme. To the max.
That's what the X stands for. There's three X's because it's extreme. And, I know my parents are going to listen late. They're going to listen in the future. Can you believe it? They can't listen live, but they're like, but just send us the link. That's right.
Future.
Cratchit! You will put your phone call on speakerphone! That's me from the future, because I know my dad will do that. What else can I say from the future? I don't know.
The day will be longer.
The day will be longer. Yeah, exactly. I tell you, this day's already feeling quite long enough. Can I get a break here? Thank you to the sponsor of my show. They're probably like, not now. Thank us when you sound good, but this is as good as it's going to sound today. But thank you to the sponsor of my show, Nature's Pantry. They're located on First Ave right here in Smithers, British Columbia.
For all your Christmas snacks.
For all your Christmas snacks, yeah. Here's what I like about Nature's Pantry. They keep me stocked with all things snacky. If you're looking for vitamins, soy milk, and seeds, try Nature's Pantry for all your shopping needs. They're friendly, they're fresh, they're produce too. I like it when I stock up with things to drink and chew. Bring a reusable bag, get your spice on. I keep shocking Nature's Pantry till the break of dawn. So thanks, Nature's Pantry.
Pretty solid. Some solid freestyle.
Thank you. Don't I sound like one of those things that you can turn those tubes? Are you too old for that? Do you know what I'm talking about? The tubes?
Yeah, the kind of rain tubes, but made out of plastic. They go...
That's the sound. Anyway, I think I'm going to go for one of those for Halloween, but that's far enough away, and we're celebrating Christmas and solstice. We're not thinking about Halloween.
Stay on your holiday.
We're not thinking about Halloween.
Stay on the holiday.
Thou shall not think about... Think not what Halloween can do for you. Think of what you can do for Halloween this year.
It's Christmas time.
Right. Well, to all those driving out on the roads, be safe. Keep it secret. Keep it safe. What else? Add something. You're here.
God bless.
Already said that.
It's so important you gotta say it twice.
Ah. The,
I saw some great footage of my dad at Handel's Messiah in Calgary singing along.
Oh, he was?
At Knox United.
How does that go?
Lots of hallelujahs.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
It was the hallelujah chorus.
And he had a very nice tie on.
He did.
And he looked fresh to death. Yeah. So,
Merry Christmas fresh to fade. Dad and Jen.
Very big Merry Christmas to all the McTavishes, actually. Heck, let's send it out to all the McTavishes. Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, I guess we have some more music. Unless there's anything else I could digress about. Let's see.
How about Valentine's Day, since you're going just through holidays?
Well, my birthday's before Valentine's Day. But I guess we could work backwards.
Jesus' birthday.
Jesus! Let's bring Yeet back. That's my final thought. Ah, that's what I should have said, because I did my solstice celebration was you wrote a paper in and out, something you wanted to leave in the last year and what you wanted to bring more of. And I should have said yeet, that I want more yeet in 2026.
What does that mean?
Yeet? It means to throw. Oh. It also is an old way of saying you people. Like, it's an old English way of saying you people. Yeet. People. Anyway. We're just going to get to it. You are tuned to 93.9 FM CSK Smithers Community Radio, where we are proudly broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. My name is Pammer. This is... What name do you want people to call you?
David.
Oh, okay. Your real name. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was like...
I already said it like 4 times.
Who did?
Well, 3 times.
I did?
I just said... So 4 times?
It does say it on... Well, it doesn't say Dave. It doesn't say David on your jacket.
So you said it again.
Well, no, I said it. Yeah. But it doesn't say David on your jacket.
Nope.
So which one are you?
Why can't I be both?
I understand.
It's a losing battle getting people to call you by your real name.
You think it is.
All I want for Christmas
is
to be called David.
All you want for Christmas is id.
Id.
Ah, shoot, I got you ego.
I need the id, yeah. Not the super ego.
Damn, got you the ego again.
Okay. Well, when the id and super ego collide, there's no... Line.
There's no answers? What is it?
When the super ego collide, there is no line of defense.
Oh, and then what's the next line?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is what I call community radio.
This is captivating monologue.
Yeah, well...
You're doing much better than me. I feel hoarse.
You feel hoarse? It's funny because you look like a joke. No, I'm just kidding. It was just right there. No, actually, you look like a water buffalo.
Okay.
That's the sound of me milking you. Water buffalo.
Don't flip the record.
No, I'm not going to flip. No, we don't need to flip the record. That was Slim Whitman. We're going to get to more music. This isn't exactly a Christmas song, but I like it. And we're going to listen to it now. This is Adam Green, the title track off of Falling Around, right here on I Digress.
Dancing in a homemade accident.
Dancing in a homemade accident.
Standing inside.
Standing inside.
These dented lifetimes. But if you want to chop off heads with me, hold hands with the unseen. Falling around,
falling around.
Dancing in a homemade accident.
Dancing in a homemade accident.
And all the women are obsessed with me.
And all the women are obsessed with me.
And my stop sign soup. But if you want to chop off heads with me, friends with the unseen. Sinking in the shadow of my speech.
Sinking in the shadow of my speech.
And you don't want to judge me, but
you don't want to judge me, but
you don't believe in teeth. But if you want to chop off heads with me, hold hands with the unseen.
As found as I could be, being lost. Silver bell, oh lady, silver bell, oh lady. It's Christmas time in the city, oh lady. Ring-a-ling, oh lady, ring-a-ling, oh lady. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bell, hooray, silver bell, hooray. It's Christmas time in the city. Street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasure. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you'll hear silver bell, holy, silver bell. It's Christmas time in the city, ho-lo-dee-doo. Ring-a-ling, ho-lo-dee-doo. Ring-a-ling, ho-lo-dee-doo. Soon it will be Christmas Day. One more time, silver bell, ho-lo-dee-doo. Silver bell, ho-lo-dee-doo. It's Christmas time in the city.
I don't want a blue Christmas.
You don't want a blue Christmas?
No.
What kind of Christmas do you want?
A happy, a yellow Christmas.
Oh.
A sunny Christmas.
A sunny Christmas. Do you think you're going to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you're tuned into I Digress with Pammer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Pam.
Hi, I'm Pam.
Your voice should be lower if you're doing an impression of me.
Hi, I'm Pam.
Yeah, that's more like it.
I'm just filling in. I'm the summer student. And I'm just trying to help Pam do her non-Christmas Christmas show. And if I smile in here, it'll sound like I'm smiling out there.
Yeah, there you go. Well done.
I haven't been on the radio for a while.
I know you have. Actually, when was the last time that you were on the radio? Probably for Membership Drive, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Good job, summer student.
Yay.
You pass. Yep. Yeah.
There is no failing grade in community radio.
Let's see. How could you fail in community radio?
You could break our guidelines.
That's true,
such as hate speech.
Yep. Or inciting a riot.
Yeah.
Which, what's the other term for foment? Is that to incite a riot? Is that the word, foment?
I thought it was president.
Ooh, timely slam. You've been David.
I said pardon.
I said pardon? Well, you should have totally done a Champ Christmas album.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's see if we could do one right now. Okay.
I said deck the hall.
Decker halls.
Decker halls. I says pardon me.
I said pardon. Yeah. You know, we're gonna go out there. We're gonna hang some tinsel off of the pointy bits, and you know, decker halls. Well, I lose it.
For any of those who do not know what we're talking about, there's a funny skit.
There was.
From the 90s, 2000s.
Was it like 2 summers ago that we couldn't stop doing that? It was like 2 or 3 summers ago.
No, it was more recent than that.
Oh my God. Yeah, the champ.
Ever since then.
Was it Dicker over the couch? I'm not going to. They're too good.
Speaking of ways to get kicked off the radio.
No, because it's a satire. And it's CanCon.
Well, you have to do the whole skit. You just can't say keywords.
Well,
anyway, back to the radio and the program we're doing.
This has all been radio, honey. Newsflash. It's all been radio.
Slim Whitman.
This is Wilf Carter.
Oh. Yeah. Christmas in Canada.
Yeah, couldn't you talk about the malaria? Although I guess Slim does.
He's a yodeler.
He yodels too, yeah.
More than Wilf.
No, Wilf is more of a yodeler. Anyway, well, don't shut down. Stay engaged. It's okay. It's okay. What are you making that face for?
Because Slim's my hero. Slim. Hey, Slim.
Hey, Slim. Yeah. More people should have nicknames like that. Mine would be Rogue because of my hair.
Yeah, Stroke.
No, not Stroke. People wouldn't call me that. They'd call me Rogue.
The stroke of color in your hair.
No, that's Streak. Yeah, call me Streak.
Someone had to stroke it in there, though.
Well, no,
ever since then.
I said, pardon? Yeah, Pam went and paid some girl in Houston to streak in her hair.
This one's
really well, I lose it. Okay, anyway.
And ex-programmer Jonathan Hartman, because he actually knew the guy that did that.
He did, of course he did. Yeah. He's always, well, you know. He always, like, slyly tells you his Canadian celebrity run-ins. Okay, we don't really have much time left on our show. Which song should we play?
Bob and Doug, The 12 Days.
That actually, we will play that.
Because it's funny, too.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Look, it's the first. Oh, shoot. Oh, there we go. We will play that. And, yeah, to all of our listeners in the present and in the future. Yeah, Merry Christmas. This is a Christmas card.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Love, Pam, and?
Dave/David.
Oh.
Wow.
Just gotta lean into it now.
You should, yeah, lean into it. Not a fan of that term. I'm just really gonna try to lean into this collagen facial injections I'm getting. I'm just gonna try to lean into this cactus that's pointy beside me. Why don't you lean into that? I said, pardon? You just,
it was
you
sharp,
always think
it was sharp and pointy.
You always think I'd, oh, give her a little break. Anyway, okay.
I gave your wife a little break.
Your wife told me she wanted to leave. I said, pardon? Okay, I've got to stop. Because no one's having as much fun with this as I am.
This one's winning a community radio award. Just think of your acceptance speech.
Well, my acceptance speech last time, you remember? Don't you remember what it was? It was the Citizen Kane parody.
That's right.
It's very timely stuff. So the champ really is like, that's like contemporary.
It is Canadian radio history.
It is Canadian radio history.
Oh, there's some dude drifting his car.
Oh, really?
By. Yeah. Breaking news.
Sweet, yeah. Let's read out his license plate number.
Yeah, ends in 504.
Oh, yeah. Well, he looks like he's having a nice time. Oh, I really can't tell if there's too much snow in that. He's not really drifting.
Well, he did around here. That's okay.
Like Tokyo Drift?
Well, it's just drifting.
I think Tokyo Drift was because it happened in Tokyo. Chime in, Stephen. Huh, callers. Whoa, our the board is lighting up here.
Stop pushing all the buttons.
Okay. We've got like a song left. And that's been my Christmas episode. Gee, I can't wait for this one to replay. Actually, you know what? I do like these ones. It's nice because so often I'm in here by myself. And obviously, you know, it's quiet when I'm here by myself. Maybe in Tokyo be a Tokyo Drift, obviously. Yeah. Yes, Stephen. It was in Tokyo to be a Tokyo Drift. Obviously, Mr. Potter.
So if you drift a car in other places, is it still considered a drift? Like a... No, it's my boot down here. Is it like a London, Ontario drift?
Oh, yeah. A Thames River drift. Sploosh. Okay.
Donuts.
Donuts. Okay. Well, we'll finish with a song. It's a classic. We listened to it the other night, and it was good. And this has been I Digress, episode 194.
Six more to go
until the big 200. And then I can finally put this thing to bed. JK. Okay. Oh.
I says pardon.
Okay, I put her to bed. Okay. This is a song. You all know it probably. And we love you all. Merry Christmas.
Love you.
Okay, Good Day is a Christmas part of the album, and you can play this at your Christmas parties or to yourself on Christmas Eve if there's nothing else to do.
Good Day, eh?
Yeah.
In case you thought, like, I wasn't on this part.
Oh, I guarantee you, you'd be on. Okay, so Good Day, this is the Christmas part, and we're going to tell you what to get your true love for Christmas.
Look out the window.
Where? What are you doing?
Snow.
What? Oh, head. It's a great white north. And it's snowing because it's Christmas time. Hey, Hoser.
What?
Here's a quiz. Quiz for Duck.
Okay, I have my thinking toque on.
Yeah, right. What are the 12 days of Christmas? Just figure it out, right? Christmas is when?
The 25th.
Right, and what's the 24th, Christmas Eve, right?
So that's two.
And then what's after that?
Boxing wrestling day.
No.
Boxing day, yeah, yeah.
That's three.
I know.
Then what's after that? Nothing.
New Year's.
Four. And what's
New Year's Eve?
Five.
Okay.
Where do you get 12?
There's two Saturdays and Sundays in there. That's four. That's nine. And three other days, which I believe are the mystery days. Oh.
Okay, now, this is our Christmas song, in case you don't know what to get somebody for Christmas.
There's lots of ideas in here, so listen and don't get stuck.
Okay.
By the way, that's me on the organ.
Oh, jeez.
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, good.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toast,
two turtlenecks
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there. Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toast,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See,
you need more.
A fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, 2 golden.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques,
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toast,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Go, Hoser.
Oh, the eighth day of Christmas, true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of smokes,
6 packs of 2 4s,
5 golden toes, 4 pints of 3 French toes, 2 turtles, and a beer on the way. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toes, 4 pounds of bag bacon, 3 French toast, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer.